We're gonna play that subscribe now video a few more times. Actually, I think that's enough. How's everybody doing? My name is James, and this is The World of Floaters. Welcome. If you are new to this channel, I talk about everything that has to do with iFloaters on this channel, and I let you all know my experiences and the things that I've been going through. And as of recent, I just got done getting over COVID-19, and now it had a role to play with how my eyes are doing now, and my eye floaters are looking really, really different after going through COVID-19. And I wanted to talk about that. I wanted to talk about the symptoms that I experienced. I wanted to tell you all just basically everything that I had to deal with. Be sure, once again, to press the like button and subscribe now if you want to hear more about eye floaters and what have you. So what I wanted to do first and foremost was talk about my actual COVID symptoms and how COVID started for me. It was on July 19th. So we're looking at about 3 weeks of recovery for the most part. I started off with a very, very scratchy throat and didn't think much of it. I figured that it was probably just an average or regular cold that I might have been coming down with, something that I could shake within a couple days, maybe even 3 days. Didn't think much of it. And to be quite honest with all of you, I did not take COVID very serious at all. I was not wearing my mask when I was going out. I was going to a lot of events, live events in Las Vegas, because I live in Las Vegas, and just in crowds of people and just not really thinking too much of it, because I'm thinking that it's just an average everyday cold or a flu, something that could be shook. So I didn't think much of it when I started getting a scratchy throat. And by the way, if you're watching this right now, do watch this video through if you want to know what my experiences were and how they affected my eyes and my eye floaters. Okay, so proceeding now. The second day on the 20th of July, I was feeling a little feverish. I had a headache. I had a heavy head. I knew something was going on. I didn't think it was COVID at the time because I didn't have any of the other symptoms. Little did I know at that time, my symptoms were going to be progressing as the days and the weeks went on, which is the scary thing about COVID and what I didn't quite know about COVID. So if you're watching this right now, whether you have eye floaters or not, if you have COVID and you're looking for somebody to relate with and to see what their symptoms were like, I'm going to give you pretty much a day by day breakdown of how my symptoms went. So on the 20th, like I said, heavy head, fever, not a high fever, just something that was manageable and easy to break. I was at about 100 on this day. And the next day, again, fever. No respiratory issues, no vomiting, nothing along those lines, okay? And the fever actually went on for 13 days total, okay? So my fever actually did not break completely until last Monday, right? So that was 13 days total having a fever each and every day. Now, the crazy thing is my symptoms progressed and became respiratory on the second week of having COVID. I didn't have any respiratory issues on the very first week. And I was relieved because I was thinking, okay, the respiratory issues, that's what hospitalizes people. That's what puts people in the hospital, right? And I was freaking out once I had the respiratory issues. Once I had the respiratory issues, like, I started wondering, like, how much more is this going to progress? This is the crazy thing about COVID, is that it lingers and your body is trying to figure out how to combat it. And I was finding this out as I was going through it. And it was honestly scary. It's very scary. And having the respiratory issues, it was a little hard to breathe. Actually, it was very hard to breathe. I was very close to going to the hospital a few times. And I'm somebody who I would never consider doing something like that because I'm always very strong-minded and strong-willed. So once I started experiencing the respiratory issues, and when I say respiratory issues, basically what it is like a shortness of breath. You can't really even lay on your side. And at the time, I'm going through fevers and I'm feeling chills. I'm feeling body aches. And all I want to do is just lay down, and I'm a side sleeper. So when I would try to lay on my side, I just start coughing and hacking. It's just so uncomfortable and hard to breathe. And you just have this relentless cough that's just, it's just going off. Honestly, I wanted to come on here and share my symptoms as I was experiencing them, but I was just too weak. You experience mental fog. You experience dizziness when you get up, almost like a vertigo type of feeling. You don't have no appetite. You don't want to eat. And that's another thing that I experienced, actually, is that on about the 9th day of experiencing COVID, I started vomiting, right? And that was another progression in the COVID. It just lingers and just sticks around. And now that I've gone through it and I've looked into so many videos and other people that went through it, I'm starting to realize that the spike proteins that you see right here, right? And by the way, I'm not a doctor of any sort. I am just simply letting you all know some of the things that I learned. And I mean, I shouldn't even have to say that, but anyways, so the spike proteins, by the way, these are something that our bodies are not necessarily used to having to deal with. So that's why it lingers so long in our body, is that our immune system is trying to figure out how to combat this virus. And it's a virus that replicates and duplicates very fast in your body. And so it's trying to figure out how to knock it out. And that's one of the reasons why it takes so long to have to deal with. And that's something that I figured out because, you know, like as you're going through the experience, you're wondering, like, why is this taking so long to leave my body? Right? Because like a typical cold or a flu or whatever, right? That's something that you kick pretty quickly. So going through this, I was flabbergasted. I was scared, honestly. So anyways, those were some of my symptoms. And if you're somebody who is experiencing the fevers like I did for 13 days straight, man, just know that hopefully your body kicks it at a certain point. But for me personally, it took me 13 days. And that was pretty scary, honestly. Now that you know my symptoms, what I want to tell you all is what it did to my eyes. And great, my selfie light just went out. That's what happens when you do everything improv, right? You got to deal with that kind of stuff. Anyways, so where was I? Yes, what it did to my eyes and how it affected my eye floaters. Now, if this is what you are clicking on this video for, I'm assuming that there's a high probability that you're clicking on this for this part of the live. And by the way, I'm doing this live. I do all of my videos live. So, you know, click the bell icon, press the subscribe button, because you never know when I might feel like popping up and talking about some of this stuff. Anywho, so my eyes got incredibly weak during the COVID-19 experience. And I'm assuming that it's because my whole entire body was weak in general. But something that I noticed was that every morning when I would wake up, I would see black lightning like veins in my eye. I'm pretty sure they were veins in my eye. And I would see them, and I would see a lot of eye floaters too. And my eye floaters for a while became very hard to notice. And a lot of the dark ones and a lot of the stringy ones and all of the different shapes, I was able to pretty much forget about them for a while. And that's something that I was noticing a lot more going through the COVID-19 experience. My eyes were incredibly weak. I was seeing the black lightning like veins. And another thing that happened was that, so when you look at a light for too long, the imprint that you get in your eye, right, when you close your eyes, you see it constantly. Or if you turn the light off and you just got done looking at the light, you see that imprint. I'm sure you all know what I'm talking about. I have one that's shaped almost like the Amazon symbol going downwards, and it has been imprinted in my eye for about a week now. Now, something that I've also learned about COVID is that it affects your central nervous system. And so I'm wondering if it's something that has to do with my central nervous system. And that imprint has been imprinted in my eye. Now, if I close my eye right now, I can see it. And that's something that's pretty frustrating. It's not an eye floater, but it's something that has happened within my central nervous system, which then leads me to ask more questions like, what else is my central nervous system affecting in my eyesight? Does it have something to do with us seeing eye floaters in general? Is it a central nervous system thing? Could it be that I drink too much coffee? I don't know. But it's something that I noticed and I wanted to share with you all is that I now have this Amazon-like logo-looking imprint in my eye. And I believe it's something that has to do with the central nervous system caused by the COVID-19. Another thing that I experienced, by the way, and drink some of my coffee there. This is not going to be a very long live. I just wanted to share this experience with you all. You'll be able to watch this video in its entirety tomorrow around this time if you're not catching it live right now. But another thing that I experienced, and I believe this is another central nervous system issue, is that my right ring finger, right? My right ring finger went completely numb. It has now came back now, and I could feel it once again. But that's something else that I noticed that the central nervous system has affected. So not only did I get the imprint, shadow, or whatever you would want to call it in my eye from the COVID-19, it has to be from the COVID-19 because I didn't have it before, but I also had a numb finger too. So keep that in mind. If you at some point ever experienced COVID-19, you might experience some central nervous system issues, and that might play a role with your eyes. And by the way, just another disclaimer, I am not a doctor, everybody. I am just simply stating my experiences. Now, the reason why I wanted you all to make sure you watch this video in its entirety, because I now see a lot of eye floaters again. And it's something that I did not see a lot of before COVID-19, and it's something that I'm seeing a lot of once again. And I stopped taking bromelain for a good amount of time, and I know a lot of you have subscribed and watched my videos about bromelain. It's something that I stopped taking about some time ago now. I was taking them every day as a vitamin, and I stopped noticing my eye floaters as much. And I figured I didn't need to take it no more or no longer. But I need to take a course of action once again because I notice a lot of my eye floaters once again. And so with that being said, I am getting ready to start taking my bromelain every single day like I once was. And I want to let you all know that I have a certain supplement in mind. And I have a certain brand in mind. A lot of you have been asking about brands. What brands do I use? I want you all to stay tuned because I'm going to be reviewing a certain brand that I want to try. And I want to see how it helps me out. But it is a bromelain supplement. And there's actually something else within the supplement. So I will keep you all informed on that. I want you to stay tuned for that because I will be doing a video on that. And this course of action, I feel like, has to be taken because now I'm seeing my eye floaters like crazy once again. And I do believe it's because of the COVID-19. All right. So with that being said, this video is not planned on being long. Now I'm going to be answering questions. So if any of you are watching right now live, and I see that there are some live viewers, feel free to answer some questions. I have Game Madness NYC right now in the comments. Did your dark floaters increase as well, or is it stable? My floaters also increased after getting COVID last year. That's so interesting to hear because this is something that I have experienced as well, right? So the whole point of this channel is to relate with others who have eye floaters, and to know that somebody who has eye floaters and experienced COVID also has an increased amount of eye floaters after COVID is super interesting to me. This is why I'm on here, because I wanted to know, has anybody who experienced COVID-19 gotten more and more increase of dark eye floaters? And the question, and to answer your question, yes, I have. And this is extremely interesting to me because obviously I have an eye floater channel, and now it makes me want to dive into more of why we might have this issue after experiencing COVID-19. It has to be a central nervous system issue. That's the only logical explanation, in my personal opinion, why we both are experiencing this. Very, very interesting stuff. All in all, I wanted to share this experience with you. If you experience COVID-19 and it has affected your eyes in any kind of way, I hope that you share it in the comments and let other people know who are watching this or curious about what's going on with them. Please leave that in the comments. And I have another question or a comment from T.Y. Shism. I have eye floaters and I had COVID back on July 12th, but no increase in the eye floaters. I did get a big increase after getting a concussion at work several months ago, oddly. Yeah, man. You know what? Like, I personally think that my eye floaters just in general came from me doing boxing, a high contact sport, and also playing football throughout my high school years and whatnot. And I probably experienced a few concussions, and it's interesting to me that you got more floaters after getting a concussion. I as well experienced a concussion. And you know what's crazy is, I don't know if any of you watch boxing, but there's a boxer by the name of Errol Spence Jr., and he just suffered a torn retina. And I know there's a lot of boxers who suffer torn retinas. And we all know that torn retinas can cause eye floaters. So I'm wondering if some of those boxers who, you know, obviously high contact sport, they get hit in the head a lot, if they experience a lot of eye floaters as well. And then it leads me to question, is this potentially a reason why some of us see the eye floaters? Is it because maybe we've been hit in the head one too many times in some kind of form or fashion? Hopefully none of you are getting hit in the head. And if you are, hopefully it's from like a sport or something like that, because, you know, domestic violence and things like that, that's terrible. I'm glad to know, T.Y. Shism, that you recovered from COVID. Man, it's a serious, serious thing. Like I told everybody, I didn't take it serious at first. I did not take it serious at all until after I experienced it. Now that I've experienced, I know that COVID-19 is nothing to play with. COVID-19, this is a real, real virus. And anybody who thinks that it's just like a cold or a flu, you have not experienced COVID-19 yet. Point blank. If you get COVID-19 and get the symptoms and get the progression and the lingering effects of COVID-19, you will know that it's scary. It honestly is scary. I didn't know what was going to happen. You know, I'm sitting there in bed for 13 days straight, and even after being in bed for 13 days straight, I still had, you know, the after effects. I was still having the respiratory issues. Okay, I got Derek Lynn Renfro. That's my boy, actually. D, he sure didn't, everybody, but I told him. Yeah, man. Thank you, Derek. Yeah, man. I'm back, man. I'm back. And, you know, my breathing is still not 100%, but, you know, like, it's getting better each and every day. So like today would be about, let's see. It took about 2 weeks, 3 weeks. So this is the fourth week. This is almost, I'm almost at a month from the first day that I had symptoms of COVID. And I still feel little things lingering even afterwards. Now, obviously I don't got the fevers no more and everything, thankfully, right? I don't have much of the respiratory issues no more, thankfully. But there's people out there who have asthma and have other issues. When they get these COVID-19 symptoms, man, it just wrecks them. So, and I see how now. And this is a crazy thing, y'all. And You know, I still get hot flashes and stuff like that. It's weird. I don't understand it personally. You know, I want to understand it more. So, you know, I'm just going to be diving in more and more information as the time goes. TY says, I saw a dramatic increase after that concussion. What you're saying is very interesting, brother. I really appreciate your channel, too. I found you after these got so much worse. Yeah, man, I'm glad people come across this channel and have somebody to relate with. That's the whole reason why I made this channel, because I wanted to relate with people, because I wasn't sure if I was the only person in the world with this issue and had some kind of other underlying disease or issues within myself. I went and got so much blood work done after I started seeing the eye floaters. All right, so Game Madness says, I've been taking bromelain, but it actually made the eye floaters worse for me. That's interesting, because I don't see why it would make the eye floaters worse for you. That's something that maybe you should talk to your doctor about, because if the eye floaters get worse, there might be some kind of issue. Have you ever been seen to make sure you don't have a torn retina? Because something that I noticed with the eye floaters, because we all know, well, if you don't know, they are pieces of skin that are coming off of your lining of the vitreous, lining of the eye, and they're floating within the vitreous. So basically, they're just essentially just pieces of skin just floating around. Why we get them, we're not all the way sure. You know, that's something that we would all like to know. But more and more pieces of the puzzle are coming together, and they have been over the years. And I'm finding out more, but you know, this is something that, you know, hopefully scientists and doctors can give us more answers to over time. It would be extremely helpful. I went to a retina specialist recently, which he said I have a PVD and a lattice degeneration. Oh, see, I should have read your whole comment, because there it is. There it is. That's your answer right there then. Wow. I hope you get better. I hope you get better, and I believe you will, man. I think a lot of it has to do with positivity and the mindset. You know, I'm feeling like I'm back to square one right now. And, you know, just being somebody who dealt with eye floaters over the years, I do know that power of the mind is amazing, and it's something that I'm always going to talk about on this channel, and I'm always going to bring to the forefront. I think as long as we're staying positive and just trying different methods and trying different ways to cope with this issue, then we'll always find a way. We'll always find a way. Just remember some of the key ways to cope with the issue, man. You just got to wear sunglasses in the daytime. Don't look at the blue sky no more, man. I mean, I don't, man. And I see planes flying in and out of Vegas all the time. I try not to look at them, because every time I do, I just see these eye floaters all over the place. And it's crazy. It's wild. But that's one of the things that, you know, we really can't do. If you want to not notice the eye floaters, you can't look at the white wall anymore. You just got to figure out ways to cope with it. One of the things that have really helped me all around, and if you're here right now and you're not hearing me talk about my COVID-19 experience, it's because I already have. You'll be able to rewatch this video tomorrow around this time once it goes live on the channel. Hopefully it goes live right away, but you never know with the lives and YouTube and whatnot. But I spoke about my COVID-19 experience. But anyways, I have spoke about on this channel before, one of the best ways to cope with the eye floaters is to try to get a new prescription, get a stronger prescription. Because I've noticed that it helps me focus on things beyond the eye floaters. Now, remember, the eye floaters are so close to our vision because they're literally inside our eye. So a lot of us are nearsighted. A lot of us are nearsighted. So we need help focusing on what's beyond the eye floaters. So a better prescription helps. Prescription sunglasses helps. These are the things that help me. Anyways, y'all, like I said, I don't want this video to be too long. Let me take a quick drink before I close this out. I want to thank you all for tuning in. And if you're watching this right now, not live, you're watching this afterwards, weeks after, months after, or whatever, make sure you press the like button, subscribe. I talk about eye floaters, things of that sort. If you guys want me to go live more often, let me know. Leave some comments. I appreciate you all. I'll talk to you all soon. Thank you for tuning in. And if you have COVID, I hope you get better. Get well, be well, take care of yourself. Appreciate you all. Talk to you soon. I am out.